That's fine. Are we going now?
Fine.
We don't do the.
Lost it all, dude. We started so strong, you weren't recording before, man.
Oh, there was some really good stuff that you all missed. Welcome to Dirty Thunder Radio Club. My name is Alfie Cannock, and I am joined by...
Dan Muggleton, our guest. Hey, yay. Dan Muggleton is here. Hello. And I'm also Pat Doherty.
You already knew that
because I've got that sexy voice, that sexy podcasting voice.
Welcome on board, Mr. Muggleton.
Thank you so much for having me after the theme music.
We just picked you up at the airport moments ago.
Yeah.
Yep, fresh off the aeroplane.
Muggleton Air, it's true. I actually prefer Air Muggleton because it implies I'm better at basketball than I am.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, did you get those kicks? He's wearing some very fresh kicks for the listeners at home.
They fresh, yeah.
And they look like they should get them on the side, Air Muggleton.
Air Muggleton. No, they're not high top, so you can't ball in these, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
I live overseas now. I can say things like ball.
Is that right? Will you break your ankles if you ball in those?
Yeah, I've got my ankles broken by a sick crossover. Yeah.
We were just talking about how shitty Dan is at sport as well. Oh, no, he's going to start the podcast with like some sort of sport reference.
I can't wait for everyone at home to be wondering what ethnicity I am.
Yeah.
After sweet chat like that, I bet this man is not white.
We're not including a photo, that's for sure. We want good ratings on this one. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why would you do that?
Well, I don't know. Usually I try and cut Alfie out of the photos for the podcast promotion as well, but...
Why would you do that?
He just weasels his way in.
I've got a lot of confidence these days, Pat. I've been hanging out with you too much, so I have that unearned confidence.
That's damn right.
Rubbing off on me.
Exactly right.
He bottles that. Yeah. He sells it.
I sell it, yeah. I sell it at market.
Essence of Doherty. Don't think you can do it? Doesn't matter. People just smile.
I want to actually see you sell a market stall at the Newtown Festival.
Yeah.
And try and sell something like that. Mate, Essence of Doherty, and see, I wanted to see how much money
I just realized how unjustifiably confident I am, because I went to say I could do that.
You were like ready.
Yeah,
you'd already planned like what you're going to do with the revenue.
Yeah,
from
exactly
selling.
Right. I'm going to reinvest it into. I'm just like the Nang Doctor that we're talking about. I'm going to reinvest into extra bottles.
Mate, don't bring up the Nang Doctor on air. All right, the Nang Doctor is underground.
I want to tag him and then get some residual listens from him.
How have Nang's not been shut down yet? Like, there surely has been. Wouldn't there be a moral panic by now? I'm expecting,
but they're legal. Like,
yeah, no. So I mean, but yeah. Wouldn't there be a moral panic?
Like, I've never heard of anyone dying off a Nang. Oh. I've never been like, man, he just nanged out and now he's gone.
He's gone, RIP.
But surely there's mileage in it for like the right-wing media to be like, kids are getting high off shit.
I mean, I don't know.
There's already so many things that they can be, you know, concerned about. They've probably got a list of drugs and Nangs are just at the bottom. They're still got to get through a lot of other stuff.
I knew these teenagers that worked at a IGA, like a grocery store. And
Thank you for clarifying.
The elderly
Independent Grocers Association. www.iga.com.au.
For our international listeners, you got that mate in Sweden.
That's true. Yeah. A lot of Norwegian listeners from the Coogee Comedy Night. They just listen. Yeah.
They get around it.
Yeah, so it's going to be great for the promo later for your show. Hey, Norwegians, come along.
So the old man who like owned the IGA was like, I don't know why we sell so many of these green charges. He actually did not know.
Boss,
people use those to get high. And then he stopped stocking them because he was like, outrage.
What are you talking about? An IGA, man, just chase the profit, son.
Yeah, exactly
right.
You're not big business. You're small business. Yeah. Sell those Nangs.
Double down. I would be doing them in specials. I'd be putting them at the front of the store. Just next to the umbrella bucket, you know, that comes out when it starts raining.
You get the train here and you walk past a convenience store next to the train station. Their window.
Train is code for my car. It's a Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. The Dirty Thunder hot tub Hummer.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hot tub Hummer?
Hot tub Hummer.
That sounds like a disgusting sexual position, the hot tub Hummer. It's like, ugh.
I don't know about your judgments here, your moral judgments on sex positions.
Look, I'm mainly here to judge things. That's all. That's not the podcast. That's my life.
Welcome to Comedy Court.
That's what I'm trying to do. But no, if you're doing Nangs, if you wouldn't do like, you know, two boxes of Nangs, you get a free like whipped cream canister.
Exactly right, man. That's this is the Muggleton brain that I wanted to pick.
Yeah.
the business side of Muggleton. Yeah. That's exactly right.
We don't like his comedy, but his business acumen.
Thank you.
Phenomenal.
That's actually a quote. That's not even now, that's someone else who said that. But every time I do come around here, there's like 20 Nangs floating around. I think it's a very new town thing to do.
Yeah. Dude, no, we're
unites the people though. Nangs. Yeah.
Where I live in London, like, yeah, just you go outside, I reckon on a weekend, at least 150 Nang canisters on my street, which is not that long. Like, it's a London-sized street, like 100 meters. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, 150, like, they're just, because people pre-game in my street. Like, they just turn up, they drink in their car, they do heaps of Nangs, and they go party.
Whereabouts are you living in London?
Shoreditch.
Right. Is that a very Aussie part of London?
No, it's like, it's just real trendy. That's the main vibe.
That would suit you.
Yeah. The most gentrified bit.
Is that where you got the shoes from?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
What are you talking about?
I was just double checking, man.
I insist that my kicks are fresh to death. Everything else about me is relatable. Great t-shirt. I'm just like you. See, Alfie's wearing one.
Yeah, that's true. Not quite mine. I'm wearing Carver King's shirt.
Shout out to the Carver Kings. Yep.
Don't explain who the Carver Kings are. No, IGA, explain IGA. Yeah. The Carver Kings, obviously.
Everybody knows the Carver Kings.
Our regular listeners know the Carver Kings. Yeah. They've gone
national before, okay? So we don't need to explain them. Yeah. IGA.
Do we have to explain who Beyonce is if we mention Beyonce?
I mean, I hope so.
Beyonce, sister of Solange.
Solange.
Yeah, exactly right. Imagine if you rated Solange over Beyonce and you were like, who's Beyonce?
I only know Solange's sister?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Like, she was at the party. Yeah. Like, what's her name again? I always forget
that one. You know,
that's the ultimate, like, new town wanker way to be. Just like pretending, who's Beyonce? I haven't heard.
I don't know.
Oh, Solange's sister. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love her performance art. It's so good. It's unbelievable. I wonder if Solange probably never really got into that until Beyonce was like, here is $50 million. And then Solange was just like, great, don't have to work anymore. I want to do fucking performance pieces in architectural, like, perfect structures. Do you know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, well, fuck both of you guys. I'm going to go.
That was just like such a pat. Like, you guys get this, right? It's like, absolutely not.
Everybody gets it, man. I'm telling you. I'm not going to push the point.
Pat Doherty confidence to end a sentence that should have ended
what
a minute
ago. What I
normally
do, Dan, never if you started, listen to the actually. Podcast, every time Pat speaks, I have to do a little sting.
Thank you for also explaining to Dan that, Dan, this is a podcast. We know that it's... fuck, man, that's two from two.
Yeah, hit it.
All right, guys.
So that lets the audience know that that's over. Yeah. Don't stop listening. We're moving on to something else.
We're going
to
move on to something else.
That's the point of the sting.
Yeah. All right.
I actually like that at my family's Christmases.
Do you need one?
Just my dad's talking and I'm like, let's just move this one on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea
at
all.
Get a Yui Boom under the table on a tablet.
That would be fucking perfect. Can you imagine just being able to like put a jingle over your parents talking? So, have you considered getting a job where you work during the day and there's a fixed thank you. Let's start
just
again.
Just turn to an auntie.
And this is brilliant because my dad's been known to tell stories that like roll into each other and don't stop. So, if I hit the sting, like if I detect the end of a story, hit the sting.
Yeah.
And then I'm good. Then he knows that, I've got to shut up now and let someone else tell a story.
This is bullshit, man. I don't like this game because I don't have anything to play with. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's got his little thing all sorted out with all the little stings on it. I can't do anything when Alfie
Pat,
is just...
Pat, that's a tablet, mate. That's called a tablet. It's like a phone, but bigger and you can't make calls.
Listen, all the listeners know what it is when I'm talking about this, all right?
Don't give away what technology we use. Everyone will be doing it next week.
Yeah, that's very true.
Did try to hit a button on it once and played like an old clip from another episode.
It was great. You never know what you're going to get with
Suddenly
me.
Suddenly, we're reliving Freddy's prank call.
Oh, yeah. Great. That's what my dad with like every piece of technology. Like he manages to touch it and it does something that no one else could make it do. Like it's like he's like the Fonz, but in reverse. Like he breaks it by like slapping the jukebox. Because he's got this like thing where he talks like a speak to type.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, whenever I use that recently and I say full stop, it deletes all my emails. And I'm like, how the fuck?
Like, that's a great feature. How did you do it?
I would love to delete my emails. You're a genius.
They're just writing like the instructions after him. You know what I mean? They're just like, actually, if you do want to delete all your emails, you just say full stop and then it does it. You know?
His job is just beta test. Like, yeah. That's him.
That's great, man.
Do you remember that time you had to record the podcast by yourself, Pat?
it was two podcasts with two phenomenal guests, Chris Grundy and Jackson Kelly, a professional wrestler.
Sorry about that, guys.
And they never came out. When I tried to record them, we would talk and then every like 3 seconds, it just went beep.
And it was that same situation where I was like, you know, if you gave me the mission, if you put it up, put it to me and you're like, I want the podcast to sound like this, I'd be like, I don't know how to do that.
Love that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to make it that fucked.
It was bullcrap. Man, that was just shit. I told you, don't leave me alone. Even if I do end up getting my own tablet, I need to use it in your provision. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't use it myself. Yeah. I mean, it exploded. I don't know what happened. I put a jack in there and it just fucking blew up, you know?
So what do you got from us from overseas, Dan? What do you want to tell us?
What do I want to tell you?
What's going on over there?
What kind of question is that?
We're going to start very broad.
What do you want to tell us about London? What do you got? I mean, one thing is weird here is the streets are real empty when you've lived in a place like London. I keep walking around, like, especially after gigs and stuff, like say like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Like in London, like 10 p.m., there's still like people. They're like just kind of wandering around, like, you know, it's quite normal.
Yeah.
And then like here, it's real empty and I get like this real ominous, eerie feeling, you know? Yeah,
if it's not Zombie Friday apocalypse. Night
yeah.
and you're not in an area that has ridiculous amounts of drinking,
yeah,
it's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't like that?
I mean, I've gotten a bit used to it now, but like for the first like few days, like I thought I was going to get pranked. that was kind of where I was at. I was like, someone's about to spring out from behind a bush.
He's just Shoreditch locals just with Nangs and drinking in their cars. He's like, hey, it's actually just like home. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, don't worry about it, bro. We're just fucking with you.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, like, what was that thing? Like, candid camera. It's like, you're on candid camera. No, everyone was here.
Such an egotistical moment. This is classic Dan Muggleton. There was definitely somebody filming me, you know what I mean? And then I would just have to jump out and...
Everyone's done that, right? Everyone, because once the Truman Show came out, that ruined everybody.
Yeah. I saw that when I was a kid. It completely fucked with me.
Yeah. And I think everyone's at that moment like, nah, my life's pretty boring. Nothing interesting happens, so I don't think they would be filming me.
Except for Pat Doherty, you know? Constantly interesting things happen.
Bring it on, it's YouTube like faces. I can feel the attacks coming in already. Yeah,
all the teenage pregnancies and shit.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I apologize to your sister, okay? You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, right. Thank you. Don't you dare hit the button, you fuckface. Don't you fucking dare hit that button. That was funny.
That kind of stung himself there. That was nice.
Nah, listen.
He's just like, don't hit the tablet. That's like Pat, like, that's why I don't need a tablet. I can just say, don't hit it.
Yeah, exactly right. That's going to be even worse. That's actually so much worse. Don't touch the fucking tablet, Albie.
That's like a concept in like philosophy called the panopticon, where it's like it's a prison where you can't tell that you're being watched, so you assume you're being watched all the time and regulate yourself.
Right.
That's what you did to yourself. Don't worry, I knew
that, that
I knew,
word as soon as did you see in my eyes as soon as you said that word, I was like, that word was too big. I didn't get that.
Pat is like, fucking nerds, just looked down at the Mandarin, is like, I could eat that later, and then just like came back into the sentence.
I thought you were mispronouncing Mandarin, to be honest. When you look down, you're like, yeah, fuck, don't press the button again. Okay,
I didn't even reach for it that time,
man. All right, it got me on edge. I feel tense. I'm sweating more now as well.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Chill, dude. You are tense this episode.
You got to fucking look the way you're sitting. It feels don't shrug your shoulders in time. They're shrugging their shoulders in time. And I was the one that invited Dan to do this. Actually, Dan invited himself to come and do this thing. He bullied his way on here. Now he's bullying me on the podcast.
All right, okay.
This is just horse crap, man. Hey, don't do
it. You didn't see that one. I waited till you were looking away till I reached for it.
That's the other thing about me. I can't do two things at once. I can't rant and then also be vigilant at the same time. Yeah,
that's a difficult thing to do.
It's very difficult.
I wouldn't be insecure about that, Pat. I think that's normal, man.
Yeah. Sweet. Keep the words that short as well.
I'm trying to bring you back in. I feel like...
Now I'm feeling... Okay, I feel a little bit warmer now. I know with Alfie, he's sitting too casually. You know what I mean? He's just so happy with what he's done.
I'm never this relaxed. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, exactly. I've got to hang out with the mug more often.
Yeah, you guys are...
Do we still call you the mug? Together.
You can call me the mug, man.
Where did the mug? I like that nickname. It's pretty good.
But that, I mean, that's you want more tales from the cross the seas.
Yeah, the nickname thing,
man. There's no place nicknames more than Australia. We are obsessed with nicknames. Especially the shortened. Like, we want to shorten. You know, the other ones, like, you have like a nickname, like, that kind of is like a characteristic or like something that brings up an old story.
Yeah.
Here it's just like, I refuse to say your full name.
Yeah, it's so disrespectful.
I had a guy in the crowd. I was like, what's your name? And he's like, Constantine. And I was like, so Con. He's like, yeah, that's what Australians call me. Like, really? There's people going around calling, and it's just so foreign to me. The idea that someone would actually like be like, hey, Constantine.
Yeah, it sounds fucked, eh? Yeah. It's too much.
It's way too much. Do you have a new nickname now you're overseas?
No, just Dan. I think like...
Just Dan?
Well, yeah, because like the nicknames are here, you know? Like I'm coming back to the mug in Australia. They're like, do you mind if I call you Dan? And I'm like, nah, mate.
I don't like that.
It's fine.
They're calling you the Dan.
The Dan.
In the UK, you'd refer to as the Dan.
Yeah, but I find it weird that we like do the nickname thing here when there's just nothing happens. You know, like Australians have more time per capita than any country. And like, we're the ones shortening shit.
And we're so inefficient with everything else as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just... Fuck both of you, man. You've really rattled me. You rattled us.
So what happened just then is you removed your monitor headphone.
I wasn't hearing right.
And then you like put your finger in your ear and cleaned it out. And I think, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody else on this podcast, but I was trying to work out what was going on.
Listen, man, I'm in deep with the nickname conversation, you know what I mean? And then I just got a little itchy ear.
Because normally that's a thing you would do when you were off mic, like when someone else was talking, you'd sneak in your ear clean. But you did it while we were both staring at you. Because you were talking.
Like, kind of like, hey guys, and you like pick your nose. Like, what are you guys up to later? Like, you just kind of like, surely just do it in the shadows. Yeah.
No, I'm very open with everything.
You're the guy masturbating on the bus.
Yeah. Like, exactly,
get off the
right.
bus, man.
No, yeah. dude.
Walk down the alley.
I'm being efficient. We're just talking about being efficient. You know what I mean? I clear my ears out while I stare down my enemies.
We're not your enemies. I'm your guest.
I mean, that's true.
He's your co-host.
This is all in your head.
Yeah, sure it is. Whatever, man. You know? No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. Everyone at home, it's fine. We're chilled out. I just had a lemon water before. I think that's what G'd me up a little bit.
A lemon water
G'd me up.
Is that a powerful, like an upper?
The acidity gets him going.
It gets me. Yeah, anything too acidic, it really rattles me.
Any sort of citrus. Oh boy, watch out. Get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly right. How long are you in town for?
I'm here for like another week. Just over a week.
And you went to Newcastle, you've been in Canberra, and then...
Brisbane. I did 3 nights in Brizzy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Sad. No. No, it was all right. Like, I don't know. I did the sit down, which is like they're kind of long running. You know how like every Australian city kind of has that club that's just been going for ages? And I did their one. And like, whereas like most of the other ones have kind of had a makeover in like some sense or like new management, this one was like, you know, the original.
Yeah.
Like those cafes you go to where the menu hasn't changed in 50 years. Yeah, I was like, I will have the shepherd's pie for breakfast. Thank you. Like that kind of shit. And like, yeah, so like it was kind of like that, which was charming.
Yeah.
But like it was just like kind of confusing because like the stage is real high.
I've heard about that.
The chairs are like... You know those outdoor chairs? Like they've got like gaps.
Folding sort of.
They kind of look like that, like the backyard plastic chair, but they're made of metal and they've got a cushion and they're indoors.
What?
So it's discombobulating.
That
just means like disconcerting.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I got confused again.
Go again.
Disconcerting.
Down another level.
Strange.
Yeah. There we go. Now I understand. Strange chairs.
Unsettling.
Yeah. Unsettling.
Like the opposite of what the First Fleet did. Unsettling.
Yeah. Okay. Now hang on. But now it's confusing me again. Oh, man. So is it 3 nights in this? It's 3 nights in the same spot with sit down.
Yeah. I was doing the support. They were nice enough to give me 20 minutes.
Oh, lovely stuff.
To this foreign gentleman.
Yeah. Right.
To try and connect.
Yeah.
Do they put UK in brackets after
you? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. they say Muggo bracket UK.
That's my favorite back home. We were talking about that before, but that is my favorite thing in comedy is putting the country next to people's name. Also,
so
especially people who live here.
And have lived
here for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Putting their like birth country in brackets to make the lineup look better.
Whenever I promote shows and I don't have any like internationals on the lineup, I just get the first three letters of the suburb that they come from. And then I just put it next to their name.
That would actually be a pretty sweet move to just start doing postcodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking all the way up and down.
Yeah, all the way from the 2038. Here it comes. Welcome to the stage.
What's 2038?
That's Manly.
Manly. Yeah. I don't even know the 2 O's, you know?
Oh, really?
I've been raised and born and raised in the 2 1s.
Is that red?
Firm? No,
Concord.
Oh, Concord.
2137.
Oh, right.
And 2138 Concord West.
Oh, right.
That's another thing. Have you guys been to the UK? Yeah.
I've been.
No, I haven't. Never.
Been.
One time when I was a kid, and then maybe another time when I was like 15. So, but I mean, so
privilege.
They don't really.
You know,
it was great. I mean, I hated the holidays that we had to go on. Yeah. After that, we went to South France, and it was just whatever.
You had to go to a couple of royal weddings. It's like, this sucks.
Yeah, it was the worst. I hate
How
hanging
cool
out
are
with
these
royals.
Hats?
The hats were fun to play with. You can imagine a child, me, just being like, oh, big hat. I love it. Yeah.
But no, like, I didn't know this before I lived there. The postcodes there are specific, like, to the house. I didn't know this.
Yeah, 6 digits.
Yeah, so it's like you kind of have like a first. Well, not they changed the number of things, but like my one is like E27JQ. So like E2 is kind of like the bit of London where you're at,
yeah.
And then 7JQ is like your building.
Wow.
So it's like specific because I was kind of like, because my friends would keep sending me their postcode when they were like, come over.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like where do I go? And like E27JQ, and I'm like, how the fuck am I going to find your house? And like, no, they're like specific.
Yeah,
like, you can if you put that in Google Maps, you're right there.
Oh, so they don't even throw the street in there or anything?
Nah.
That's fucking sick. I like that a lot.
I really rate it.
Yeah, I used to listen to The Clash when I was a teenager. They were always going on about London W10, and that was the area they were from.
Right. Okay.
Which is I like
that you did a little drummer.
Yeah, he did
Tom Hayden. He used to listen to The Cash.
Yeah.
The Clash.
Yeah. The Cash.
The Cash.
Sorry,
I'll just get it right. Great, just, man.
What else is a little difference between Sydney and London that you're enjoying?
Well, I mean, they were my main ones. Like, I've already given you three, yeah, and you're fucking asking for more.
Pat's trying to get blood from the stone.
Hey, listen, man, I want to know. I haven't seen him, you know, in a long time. I'm interested about information and things like this.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think, all right, the one thing, like, this is like, you know, middle-class gentrification boy, as I am. Like, just... In Australia, you know, like if you pay like a certain amount of money for food,
yeah,
it's going to be of like a certain standard.
Sure.
Whereas in London, it's a fucking lucky dip. Like you can pay good cash and it sucks still. And I don't know why people are letting it slide. I have this like my old housemate. She was in the UK with us for like a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like visiting people. And she's like, oh, we got to go to this place we used to go to. It's great. And it's like terrible. And I'm like, it costs a lot. Like it was like, you know, $30 a head.
I would be so
offended.
But
that's why they can have a Kitchen Nightmares series and we can't.
They have a Kitchen Nightmares series.
Yeah, like Gordon Ramsay.
Sorry. I thought this was like a reality TV show. It's like Kitchen Nightmares. It's just like, I had a dream and I made this.
But I mean, like that's it. Because Australia, you're right. Like generally, that's such an interesting observation. Generally, but not always. Yeah. I think you can get ripped off here.
You can. You can get tricked every now and again. Yeah. But there, it's just like it genuinely doesn't really reflect. Like it's just
did
weird.
You find did you start looking at reviews and shit?
Yeah, dude. I'm like the guy now. Just like, you know, that guy is like, we've got to find dinner. I'm like, what do you want? And then I'm just like, just flicking. I'm on the scroll.
Yeah. Right.
Just like, I refuse to be burnt.
What's
again.
What's the hot app?
I would be super pissed off if that happened.
I mean, I just go Google reviews, man. But then, the funny thing is like Brick Lane. I live really near Brick Lane, which is like very famous, kind of like curry houses. That's like the thing. Like all the kind of Indian food and stuff. And with them. Like, because there's like people are outside and they're like, yell at you. They're like, hey, do you want to come in here? I'll give you this deal.
Like,
and you got to barter with them. Like, that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
And you got to like talk them down. Like, they start at like 20 and you can get them down to like 12 pounds. And it's like two beers, entree, main, none. Like, you kind of add stuff and like you kind of walk to different ones. Like, say, he's going to do me better and like all that shit.
That is fantastic.
Just trying to get a feed.
Yeah. And it's like real near my house. So it's like,
so you go a little bit earlier, you have like a little snack, you prepare yourself, and then you just get ready for like half an hour of bartering.
Yeah.
But do you get to a point where like you have a regular deal?
No, I mean, we've been to one place twice. My girlfriend got recognized and the guy was just like, 12 pounds, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, right.
That is huge to have that kind of-
Which was pretty sick.
Because like at a cafe in Sydney, like the baristas will struggle to remember like the coffee order. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But if you can remember the whole
this
meal
This guy's like
deal.
The deal I gave you. But I reckon they've got like- kind of like one of those like pyramid things, like, you know, and there's like a spreadsheet and they're like, they bring all the guys in and like, all right, this is the pyramid. Like down here, it's like 20% off like anything you order a la carte. Yeah, that's great. And then like, okay, now it's like one main, one entree, one beer. That's like there.
Yeah.
And it gets a little bit steeper. Uh-huh. And it's like one main, one entree, one beer for like 15. Like, so we're putting the money down and then like right at the top tier.
Yeah.
And they just know you by like your level. Oh. It's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like
they
this
can probably,
guy gets the number
they
one
can spot your vibe. They can spot your vibe. So that first time you went, maybe you looked a little more green.
Yeah.
And that second time you had confidence, the guy's like, oh, there's no
doing the walk away, like you know, how you learn the Thailand walk away.
Yeah. You would be familiar with the Thailand walk away.
I would be, been several times.
But you've also been cooking a lot of curries lately, haven't you, Al?
That is the most forced segue I've ever heard.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know about Thailand?
I want to know about your fight with Saran that you're having about the curries. That's what I want to fucking say.
Do you follow
Jesus Christ?
Do you follow Saran on Instagram?
I do.
Do you watch, you know, anyways, post stories of his curries?
About to do a goddamn show together.
Yeah, so you know he's always posing pics of his curries.
Yeah, he's getting quite proud.
Yeah. So
he's getting arrogant.
Ever since he overcame his allergies, and if you'd like to hear that story, listen to the episode with Saran. I don't know when it was, like episode 13 or something.
It was touching.
Great.
Yeah, it was adorable.
It was touching.
Touching.
Somebody got touched. Anyway, I started making a curry yesterday the way I was trained. And so I did a story calling.
Trained?
Yeah, I was trained by a housemate.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like some kind of
I like to talk shit up.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, my housemate who was of a Sri Lankan background showed me how to, you know, do it properly. Shout out to Richie. I know you're listening. One of our many listeners.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I posted on the Instagram story and like calling out Saran saying that I'm the new comedy curry king.
The comedy curry king.
And then so he replied to it and it turned into a big back and forth.
It was a huge beef curry
Was it a beef curry?
Big beef curry. No, more but like,
The thing is that Saran's videos of his cooking, like they just look fantastic. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Everything that he cooks looks amazing. And then Alfie just posts this video of this most dog shit curry I've ever seen in my life. As if it was somewhat competing with what Saran was doing. And I saw that video and I felt sick because that curry looks so terrible. And I messaged Saran and I said, can you believe what fucking Alfie is sending you? And then Saran friend already messaged me back and he was like, I'm already no competition.
The behind the scenes afterwards, I sent him a picture, like I sent him a picture of the actual finished product and he said,
horrible.
Pretty good. I said, pretty good for an amateur, brackets, pronounced white person. And then he said, thank you for the content today.
Okay,
so,
right.
When so we patch things up.
Yeah, it's just I like to think that's what's going to bring the whole world together. It's like Russia and America finally shake hands. Thank you for the content. Yeah. We really appreciate the feed.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump and Putin. There's a lot of buzz around that, you know. Okay. We're really seeing some engagement, so thank you so much.
That's pretty, that's pretty, like, good on you for, like, having a go, you know, taking a run.
It was a good curry.
Yeah, I mean, I like, puss out so hard with the cooking. I just stick to, like, red sauce, but from different cultures. Like, that's, so, I got like bolognese, I got like nachos, and then I've got like just chili.
Yeah.
Like it's just the same. Like, so funny. My girlfriend and I, we're going to cook something different this time, and it's like the exact same recipe.
It just comes in a different bottle in like different parts of the store, basically.
Yeah. So what differentiate? Just slightly more.
Just like spice. This one's got beans. That one is served on pasta. This one is served on rice. Like, it's mainly the carb that sits next to it. Well, like, man, we fucking conquered
what's
something.
What's your opinion of spaghetti bolognese? Where do you love see that in the like. If you're eating spaghetti bolognese, is that, oh, I'm lazy and this is all right? Or is that like, oh, fuck yeah, spaghetti bolognese?
It's like, I think it's like the Netflix of like food. Like it's the most base streaming service, but it's necessary.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if you have like something and not Netflix, like if you're like, I don't eat spaghetti bolognese, but like, I'm like, you're fucked, bro.
Yeah.
Like just start at the bottom. Like it's the easiest one to get.
But okay, if we went out for a nice Italian meal.
I never order it out.
Yeah. See, this is what, because some people order it at an Italian restaurant.
That's crazy.
When you go to Italian restaurants, do you order pasta?
Very rarely.
You go for the pizza, right?
Yeah. Because I'm like, the pasta I can pretty much get. Exactly. Unless it's like a fresh, kind of like you get like a ravioli or like tortellini, where it's like something where, you know, there's these ingredients put in, like it's all super fresh. That's why you're ordering it.
Yeah, right. Like you go specifically to some place like in a fancy part of town to get the pasta.
Like, you want them to be selling the pasta on its own and then like, we also can put it in water for you and you can just eat it here. And I'm like, sick, sounds good.
Yeah, exactly right.
Because if I take it home, I'm just going to put a fucking red sauce on it. Like that much is clear.
Just an absolute devalue what you've just bought, you know what I mean?
I think that's my cooking ability. It's like, you know, I can take gourmet food and make it food.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what I do.
Yeah. You're the opposite. Actually, I don't know how to end that sentence, so I'm just going to avoid saying it because I don't want to get buzzed again.
I can't wait till
like one day Pat completes his destiny of like getting a pilot's license and he's like about to land the plane and he's like, oh fuck, I don't know how to do this. Parachutes out, plane just plummets and he's like, yeah, well.
And then Alfie's just on the runway. No.
He's the co-pilot, just like playing the sting into the black box
as we
playing it over the all the audience members, all the passengers. Just like, what is this? What is this sound?
Which is just like our listeners who have no idea what's going on either most of the time. Yeah. I imagine.
I think they'd be entertained. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so that we're all here listen, for? That segue was pretty good. I think we can all agree into the curry bit. You know, we had really good banter about the curry.
I feel like we're having a good chat about something else before that.
I don't even know that, but the thing is like, bring up how good the segue was.
I just want everyone that's listening. Yeah, I just did the Dan Muggleton of food, but with conversation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
Brought it down.
But I need everyone to know that I was the quarterback in that situation. You know, you didn't really trust me at the start. And then everyone was like, what's he doing? He's running backwards to his own fucking end zone. And I threw the Hail Mary. And just as he was catching it, I tackled him out of the way.
I want to catch it as well.
Yeah, exactly right.
Can
I got to do the whole show.
It's like, no.
I'm trying my best,
you know? It's like when I compliment my girlfriend and then like afterwards, I'm like, see how nice I am? And she's like, you're an idiot. I'm like, damn.
I was so close that time. I was so close.
Little casual girlfriend drop there. Did you notice
that? Yeah, he's been dropping a lot of stuff. He's been dropping the girlfriend.
We know those comics that the moment. You know those comments the moment they get a girlfriend? Friend? Like the girlfriend gets 7 references in a 5-minute set?
She's slowly making the way out of the show, to be honest. She had more ref early on. Now it's just like normal. Like, you know what I mean? Like how you kind of, oh, this weird thing happened. I should probably talk about that. Now it's just like whatever she does, I find incredibly normal, even if it's fucking weird.
Yeah. I remember seeing you perform some of your girlfriend material to your girlfriend and her entire family at one of your shows. And I was just sitting there like, holy fuck, fuck. That's unbelievable.
They know it's all an act.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
100%. Not inspired by a true story.
Yeah.
I always tell my girlfriend that, she ruins my brand because, like, my, like, on stage persona does not suit having a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
yeah, that's sex appeal, that. Huh? You don't want to ruin the illusion for all
yeah.
the ladies.
So, yeah, yeah. So that's exactly what I'm getting at.
So I was fucking 17 women the other day. Yeah. Yeah. I felt self-conscious. Let's talk about that, guys.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, who told you my new joke? That's
yeah.
That's what.
A Pat Doherty joke. I wish I was capable of doing a Pat Doherty joke. I couldn't. I can't even inhabit that space.
Exactly,
it's kind of like a Carl Legacy joke. Like, it's just kind of like...
Hang on a second. They don't exist, dude. So, yeah, that's exactly. Fucked that you said
no,
that.
No, but they do. It's just like Carl Legacy's like, you know what I'm going to say to every audience for 5 years? Nice haircut. Is it new? Looks good. And he says that to every audience for 5 years. What, and he's like, that's a keeper.
Yeah, that's
so that's just true. One of his crowd work bits. Just like he pretends to know
fuck
someone.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
And then, where you from, player?
I like any opportunity I get, I like to burn Kyle, like, you know, publicly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Kyle Legacy's set is like a person who's just learned how to say a question in a foreign language and then he just practices it. Just like one question for the night.
Wings?
Where are you from? What do you do? Do you have a girlfriend? You just ask 17 people in a row.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's mate. A great technique, dude.
Yeah, like,
it's
you good. Know, when you have you ever used Duolingo? You tried to
I've
learn
never used
Portuguese.
Duolingo.
If you try to learn Portuguese on like Duolingo, it teaches you like, what does the butterfly eat? That'd be so good to like, yeah, get up on stage.
Last night he was emceeing at Hemingway's and he was trying to crowd work this dude that did not speak English. Like yeah. this Spanish guy. And he was like, hey, man, where are you from? And the guy was just like, ah. But then Carl would just keep hammering it. So the entire audience was just like, this is fucked.
Why are we watching this? What is this, Border Patrol?
Yeah, yeah. We're like, we thought he was, the act was he was an idiot, but he's actually an idiot. That's yeah. amazing.
Oh, man.
I've seen a gig where like it took, I think it was the fourth act that figured out the guy didn't speak English. So like everyone had tried to crowd work this guy
because
it wasn't a great gig. So people were like, oh, I'm just going to talk to this guy that's in the front row. And then it wasn't working and everyone's thinking, oh, this guy's fucked. And then like the fourth person's like, do you speak English? He's like, no. It's like, oh, and you
that
sat,
was actually a perfect ESL no.
That really was. Like,
I love that. Yeah. No. Could
so
be
polite.
From, could be from right. anywhere.
Yeah. So I wish I had the balls to go to a country where I didn't speak the language and sit in the front fucking row.
Oh, man.
Of a comedy show. Doesn't that take some stones?
I'm still like shocked that's at like true. The people who do that and like they want. I've had people like come from the back to the front when they say that I'm making fun of the crowd.
Yeah.
Like when you're
sadists
like that. You know, like there's like a break or whatever and then you go back on and then like some guy's in the front, you start talking to him and like you're fucking with him and then at the end of the show, he's like, man, like thanks so much for doing that, man. Like,
no,
just
dude,
like I saw that you were picking on the guys in the front and I was at the back so I thought I'd come to the front and get picked on. Thanks, bro. Like,
that always happens. Like, Coogee. So Pat, you run a little gig called Coogee Comedy every Monday night at the Coogee Bay Hotel. Mm. The front row in the first half is always fucked and like not into it. And then the cowards that sat up the back, they've had a few drinks, they come up
they come to
the second
front.
Half. So if you're emceeing, first half is hard. And then the second half, you get the good people at the front that you can riff on.
Yeah.
And it's like, why didn't you sit at the front in the first half?
And they're loving it.
They love it. Unless it's you, it's pretty quiet most of the time. That's fine. And whatever. I love the room. And you
should
come every Monday.
All I'm saying is you should do a questionnaire, Pat, at the beginning. You should assign people seating based on. You should have to do an English exam.
The zeros and ones, my friend. That's your
duty.
What's
that English exam? What's that standard?
Please sign this form before you come into the comedy line. And if you just sit in the pattern arranged here for you. That was you.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man. Listen, okay? Don't you dare sting me.
I thought given you were good looking and not that funny, you'd be good at acting. And then that happened.
Oh. Mate, he's great at selling shoes.
That's very right. I will be doing again that for the rest of my life.
I am shocked here, though, that people come to comedy at all. Like
I wouldn't
living in another country. Yeah. Like you kind of like English houses are really depressing. Like the weather's kind of shit. The food is bad. You kind of like maybe I could do with a laugh. You know.
Sure,
like,
sure,
whereas
sure.
here it's just like you've got so many superior options.
Isn't that
so
the Sydney?
True.
Isn't that why like cities like Sydney have a less developed culture than a city like Melbourne?
But
because
like,
people like fuck that, just go outside.
I refuse to believe that Melbourne has more of a culture.
I totally
than
agree.
Sydney.
This guy is a fucking insane.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that's the impression. You know, I'm not.
But that's the word on the street. But that's because, like, you know, like, because Sydney is just like such a more beautiful place than Melbourne. Like, Melbourne has to spread these rumors about it being more interesting. Like, you know, like in high school, I was like, no prize. And I wasn't sitting there being like, yeah, and Sydney's really interesting as well. I'd be like, other, like, you know, the hot guy's really interesting as well.
Yeah,
I'd be like, yeah, he might be interesting. He might be hot, but like, look at me.
Yeah.
I've got stories to tell.
I've got tales.
You know what I mean?
And you did well because we just said, tell us a story.
Yeah. And now
you just hit us with like, 2 to 3.
Now we're gone.
Yeah, you're doing
finally,
very well.
If only I was 17, I had this fucking game. Can you imagine? Do you reckon like any high school kids now like have a podcast at like 15 and they're just like, man, you should totally come on my pod sometime. It's like some dude from the rugby team.
I would love to do. I would love. If anyone out there has a 15-year-old podcast, please book me. I will come on. We will have the best time.
Dude. Alfie, you're already so creepy, dude. You can't be asking 15-year-olds to come to their podcast, man.
How old's your podcast, 15?
I'll get a working with children's check or whatever you get. Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, I thought I'll get one. I've got one. And I'm like, why do you have one?
That'd be so good if they asked you for it.
I'm just kidding. No. Susie, what's up?
What's up?
But yeah, like, because it's like... Not to break down the walls too much. It's very easy to have a podcast. You know what I mean? Like it's much easier to do that than learn guitar. So like, if you're like a loser in school now, do you like have a pod or like do you have like a YouTube channel? Like
they have classes like, they for podcasting and stuff like that.
They must. Yeah.
My girlfriend's little sister has a YouTube channel from when she was like 12 or something she doesn't know how to delete. She's forgotten the password and the email address, so and there's these videos.
Oh my god.
So her family, like at Christmas, her like anyone in her family will pull up these videos of her singing Guy Sebastian into a webcam at age 12 while she sits there crying.
Oh, that is so funny.
She's just like,
dude,
fuck, someone play a Sting, get me out of this.
And there's like a good number of them too, so it's not like
that's like the worst nightmare, because I remember, oh man, I can't believe this happened to me twice. Like, I don't know if you guys ever like had a blog like at any stage during like your high school years.
No, definitely not.
Like, definitely not.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's just like sentences. They're too tricky for you. But like, you're just like, so,
I can't imagine what the Muggleton blog was all about. That would have been the most depressing shit I've ever read.
It was mainly real catty shit about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we'd even met. I'm like,
and then a quick,
I've seen this real tall manky.
Quick reference to colonialism. A bit of white guilt.
Yes.
And then back to roasting.
It's nice that you guys remember my shtick.
Exactly.
We know.
Like, no, so I just had this blog and like twice, like it just got, no, three times it burnt me. Three times it burnt me. Once at my 21st, and my friends got hold of it for the speeches.
Oh,
once at like one of those kind of like, you know, those comedy shows that can only exist in a place like Sydney where it's like in someone's house and there's like a projector and like no one should be there, but there's 17 people because like the beach is too hard to park or some shit. I don't know. Like they're like, that was like my blog was like projected on the wall with a timer as I tried to do stand up. This is obviously like one of those Rat House shows, you know?
So it's just like
Sam Campbell being like, I'm going to ruin you, cunt. But anyway, and then the other time was like when I got into my current relationship with my girlfriend, Clang dropped it again.
Yeah.
Her mum found it. And I'm like, I need to get rid of this fucking blog.
Her mum Googled your name.
Yeah. Because she's like, I think my girlfriend said like, he's a comedian or something. So she Googled it. And then like that turned up.
Oh, so this blog has your real name.
Yeah. It was like Daniel Muggleton, like WordPress or some shit. Yeah.
So
it's gone now. It's gone.
Cool dude.
Damn it.
I'm going to
ask Sam if I can find it. Yeah.
Sam will have it in a filing cabinet.
He'll have it in a USB. Yeah.
Like 100%. In a shed.
Because that's the thing. Wouldn't that be like so much, you know, like for, obviously there was like that whole fappening thing where like you hack and release all the photos. And it's just like, but it's like a dude who's now like a like semi-serious comedian / personality. They just hack your like
poetry.
Email. Like find your blog, like find the shitty podcast when you were 15, just release it. And everyone's just like, ugh.
Far out,
yuck.
Dude. That would be brilliant.
I just shut it down. I don't know if I deleted it. There was like poetry on there and shit. Fuck
yes. Oh, mate.
Yeah, dude.
I would love to
get
hear a
Sambo
Daniel
Cambo on the line.
That was like the poetry came out when I was attempting to be like Melbourne, you know? It's like, there's more to me than this.
Yeah, exactly.
Just this lack of harbour. Like, you know, like that fucking shit.
This lack of harbour is the best way to describe Daniel Muggleton I've ever heard in my life.
I reckon we got to wrap it up there. We have.
Yes, I got the last laugh. Fuck you both.
And you also made my little poor little audio software shit itself.
Well, sorry.
When does this baby come out?
This will be up like as soon as I can be fucked, which is usually tonight.
Usually tonight. Can I plug my show?
Plug.
Giant Dwarf, November 8th, Syringe Armana, Superior Curry Maker 2, Alfie Canic. We're both doing a show. Giant Dwarf, he's at 7, I'm at 8:30. The show is called Mouth Breather. You can see both for $35.
That's fantastic. Pretty good.
Which in Sydney is very reasonable.
Yeah, that's just on Cleveland Street. That's about walk from Central Station.
£19 for anyone flying in.
Yeah. And go. I don't know what the crooner. I don't know what it is for our Norwegian listeners, but we'll get that sorted.
They can afford it.
That'll be on. That'll be on Dan's blog later tonight.
Yes.
And now I got the last laugh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is Alfie Cannock. I've also got
Pat Doherty.
And we've been joined by Dan Muggleton. Check out his social medias and his show next Thursday. Is it? Is it Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
Thursday November 8th. 8th. It's going to be good.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on a Podgy winning podcast.
Yeah, absolutely, baby.
We still haven't mentioned... Have we mentioned that we won the Podgy? We'll talk about it next week. Catch you all later.